parochial school. Uniforms, they don't have any pearls, any ruffles you can wear, just the blue serge pressed against her skin. Parochial school. Girls, they don't have any thoughts that they know they should not, cause they're afraid that they might die in sin. But I wonder what she thinks about when her mama's turned her nightlight out, covered with her comforter and curls. All American. She's a blue-eyed blonde, and she knows she's a queen, and her life is but a dream. But I wonder what dreams run through her head. She's a blue-eyed blonde, daddy's girl in her heart. She's ashamed, cause she knows she is changed from the dreams that haunt her in her bed. I wonder what she thinks about when her mama's turned her nightlight out, covered with her comforter and curls. All American girl, all American girl, all American.
Lode Moore doing the angelic Art Garfunkel background, you hear? One of the big attractions in Tampa for the last 4 days, I'm sorry most of you missed it, was Arnie eating at the smorgasbord all-you-can-eat for $3 restaurant next to the Hawaiian Village. People lined up for blocks just to see him eat. We have terminal horns on this tour, I gotta tell you. One of the most fantastic experiences I've ever had was in 1968 when I went on a campaign with Robert Kennedy when he was running for president. And I sang at shopping centers and airports and schools and gymnasiums and the backs of trains. And the campaign plane would land, and all the newsmen would get off. A bunch of newsmen on a campaign who have had 3 hours sleep a night for about 2 months and haven't had their laundry done in 3 weeks are the rastiest bunch of people you would ever want to meet. You don't tangle with Roger Mudd under those circumstances. He would eat your young. So anyway, the pressmen, really, Mr. Cool on TV, right? On the plane is, the pressmen would get off. I was singing with a girl named Buffy Ford. We would dash off the plane and grab a campaign worker and say, take us to your rally. And we would get there and start singing and wait for Kennedy to get there. So when the candidate arrived, the cameras would be there and the crowd would be up and singing. You know, it's all sell. And I'll never forget, we were in Oregon, Astoria, Oregon. And I could always figure that Kennedy was 20 minutes behind us. So we'd start singing and we'd get little contests going between the schools. And by the time he got there, everyone would be singing, this man is your man, this man is mine. So I looked at my watch, 20 minutes, he should be coming any time. Got the place singing, it was incredible. Hard hats and nuns and everyone was just singing. He didn't show. They sang, they just sort of petered out, you know, how it goes and group singing sort of dies on its feet. I sang every song I knew, had a long hair contest and a debate between a Republican and a homosexual. An hour and a half later, he showed up, Kennedy showed up, sopping wet, and said, I hope you don't mind, John, I went swimming. They had stopped at the beach, and he had got out and went in the water. I couldn't talk for about 3 weeks. And it just, sawdust came out of my throat. I wrote this song on the back of a train going through the San Joaquin Valley.